So.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as.
There we go. Looks like we've got everybody in place right now. So let me remind you, if you ever have any finance-related questions, I am an advocate for you. And if yes, you can reach out to me directly. 800-306-1900, 800-306-1990, or ron.com. So let's get into the content of our broadcast this morning, being that we've already delayed some of our friends. Robin, glad to see you with us again. Got us back up and live and running on the radio broadcast. The whole network is back online right now. So one of the things that we saw at the end of last week, we did see a poor jobs number. The thing I wanted to bring up, and obviously we spoke about that last week when that number came out, but it is going to have an effect that the Department of Labor released the 2017 employment situation Friday, reporting changes in household and the survey. Well, the unemployment rate 4.3%, the number of employed persons at 6.9 million, little change there. The unemployment rate declined by 0.5%, while the number of unemployed declined by 774,000 people. That's a big number, seeing as far as the number of people that are unemployed. Yes, they are a big number, but here's the issue that's most important to this, is it looks like based on the number of the jobs report is saying that we're almost at full employment, which we know that's not true because we follow U6, not U3, and we're still seeing over 8% there. But the likelihood of another rate, interest rate by the Federal Reserve, probably high based on that jobs report. That jobs report, not an excitement to most people as far as saying the economy is slowing down. I know there's a lot of anti-Trumpers out there saying, prove to me that it has with any of Trump's policy. And I love listening to these people because they have no sense of economics. They only spout out there. It's an echo chamber. So here's the answer to the question for those anti-Trumpers that are asking, you know, what can you show us that's going to prove, I love this, prove that this is a Trump phenomenon. Well, the answer to the question is really quite simple. Do you believe in coincidence? You believe coincidence, and you probably believe that it's just a coincidence that from November of 2008 to January 2009, that is the day President Obama was elected till inauguration, the stock market crashed. Yet, November of 2016 to January 2017, the stock market skyrocketed. Well, it's because of perception. The markets are a predictive force. They are not a reflective force. They predict what the future will bring. They project what people believe in the economy. Do you believe that, yes, we had a poor jobs report in May, but double May of last year for private sector job creation, private sector, not government. I mean, the government go and hire as many people as they want. They just throw them. They don't ever think about repaying it. Is that coincidence as well? Take a look at the sentiment. These are not coincidences that these things are happening. Take a look at them, and you make your own call. Then you can listen to what John Kerry had to say. Now, John Kerry, I find him to be very interesting. He's on Meet the Press for the weekend. Of course he was. All they have to do is talk about anti-Trump issues. But he's the one that decided to send billions of dollars to Iran to support terrorism. That was John Kerry that was involved in that. John Kerry was also the one that did the Iran deal so they get nuclear weapons. John Kerry is the one that decided we're going to send billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars to this global climate fund, which is overseen by the United Nations, which is consistently anti-American values. To Meet the Press brings John Kerry on to talk about that. It's like O.J. Simpson saying he's going to find out the real killer. That's Trump's idea is of global and figuring out this global process. Well, the issue is that this is all about economics. See, John Kerry can't figure out how to get a good deal. He's never figured a good deal. other than getting married to somebody who has lots and lots of money. But that's John Kerry's idea of a good deal. You see, it's not about how much money you give away, it's about getting equity. Now, I think that if Mr. Trump, a president, came out and just said one simple comment, if he said, we will stay in the Paris climate, if we get the exact same program or the same policy or mandate China has or that Russia has. See, they out-negotiated John Kerry by so much that we didn't get a good deal. They got a good deal. They got our money. They got the concessions. They do nothing for the next 25 years. I think it's 2030 is when they start their implementation. Now, I heard people saying over the weekend, well, they're not going to build, going to cut back on their building of coal plants. Well, yeah, they went from 800 new coal mines to 300. Not really cutting back? Well, yeah, I mean, but they're still going to add 300 new. So it's kind of like the U.S., we say that we've got a budget, yet a budget because we're only increasing our budget by $80 billion. That's the Medicare fund. These are not real cuts. Real cuts are to go from a current level and diminish that level instead of diminishing the amount of increase. That's what folks are talking about. It's unbelievable how they continue doing the same things, and we all listen to them get away with it, and all we do is kick in the teeth. That's John Kerry's idea of negotiations. But thank goodness he's out, but I don't meet the press. You know, they still have their anti-process. Again, saw the former Fox News anchor on another network interviewing Vladimir Putin. I won't even justify her name. Made her look so foolish. She has some great writers over at Fox News because when she ends up going over to the other network, Vladimir Putin basically says, "I'm hysterical. Have you guys all lost your mind?" Well, maybe they have. Maybe they turn down in the career that you choose. And I don't say it's all about money, but when you're in the career that you choose, you turn down a $100 million contract. You have to wonder about an individual's sanity. Now, maybe they don't want in that career, but going to another network, you have to wonder about that issue. And moving right along, getting into the travel season, there's this report. I want to share it with you. The prices for plane tickets, ready to go up 5% this year compared to a year ago, and will climb soon, according to data out in June from Hopper.com. So they were looking for the idea of when is the best time to buy, how far in advance do you have to be looking, the cheapest airline tickets. Well, for the continental U.S. and Canada, 34 days out. For Hawaii, 70 days out. Caribbean, 76 days out. Mexico, 61 days out. Europe, 99 days out. Asia, 90 days out. To talk to our friend Robert Mott about that one. He's got to book his tickets. He's constantly flying over there. The best and worst day to book a flight, surprisingly, it's the best. The day before you fly, that will yield you the worst deals. You'll pay $49 more than average if you book the day before you fly. And people who try to book less than 2 weeks ahead of time, trying for those coveted last-minute deals, won't do all that much. They'll pay $150 more than those who book within the three-week to three-and-a-half-month window that I just mentioned. The buy-on-Tuesday rule is a myth. This rule gets repeated so many times, many people are certain it's true. It's not. Cheap Air found that you're just likely to find deals on a Tuesday as you are any other day of the week. The average lowest fares by purchase day of the week are all within $2. That's less than 0.6% difference. So there are not really many rules of thumb anymore on that, but the travel on Tuesday rule is spot on. If you want to save big bucks on your plane tickets, pick tickets that take on a Tuesday or Wednesday, saving an average of $73 per ticket, according to Cheap Air analysis. Also important to think what time of year you're flying. Summer tends to be the priciest, and January and February are the cheapest. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, reasons you should sell summer. What is IRA? Everything you need to know to build a Paris Climate Accord. We're going to talk about locally how to fund a small business without risking retirement. Those are the subjects we've got on the today. You can reach any time our office, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect us, Facebook.com/RonRadio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel, and if you want to be part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be doing it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Time at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professional, Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST, NEST 564. Find your dream home before someone else does. And that's the idea with our friends over there with the Nest app. You put in some parameters of what you're looking for. It's going to send you a text message every time there is something new that fits your category or your demographics or your desires. And this morning we're going to talk about some reasons you may be considering selling real estate, your home, this summer. Number one, obviously, we chat about this on a regular basis, that there are, recently, it's always been a good time to sell. I have people say that to me all the time. You're always saying it's a good time. Well, the issue is, has been, mainly because we've seen such a tremendous need for real estate. Those folks that are really looking to buy, there's a lot of demand out there. There's not a lot of supply. So those people that have a property that may have a desire to do something with it, to change, why wouldn't you want to look at that? Number one reason that we say right now is strong. The latest buyer report from the National Association of Realtors shows that buyer demand remains strong throughout the majority of the country. Those buyers are ready, willing, and able to purchase and are in the market right now. More often than not, multiple buyers are competing with each other to buy a home. Take advantage of the buyer activity currently in the market. Number two, there is less competition now. Housing inventory is currently at a 4.2-month supply. That's nationally. Most of California is lower than that, well under the 6 months needed for a normal housing market. This means the majority of the country, there are not enough homes for sale to satisfy the number of buyers in that market. The good news for home prices, however, additional inventory could be coming to the market soon. There is a pent-up buyer for homeowners as they were unable to sell the last few years because of equity. Homeowners are now seeing a return to positive equity as real estate values increase over the last few years. Many of these homes will be coming to market this summer. Also, builders' confidence in the market has its highest mark in over 11 years, predicting that new construction single-family homes will ramp up this summer. The choices buyers have will continue to increase. Don't wait until all this other inventory comes to market before you list yours to sell. Pretty quicker, Fannie Mae anticipates acceleration in home sales will surpass 2,000 pace. As the market continues to strengthen, banks will be inundated with loan inquiries, causing timelines to lengthen. Selling now will be processed quicker and simpler. According to Fannie Mae's latest Origination Insights report, the closing loan has dropped to a new low of 42 days after seeing a 12-month high of 48 days in January. There will never be a better time to move up. If you're moving up to a larger, more home, consider doing it. Prices are projected to appreciate by 4.9% over the next year or live. If you are moving to a higher-priced home, it will wind up costing more in raw dollars, both in payment and mortgage payments. You wait. You can also get 30-year housing expense with an interest rate around 4% right now. Rates are projected to increase in the next 12 months. Number five, it's time to go on with your life. Look at the reason you decided to sell in the first place and determine whether it's worth waiting. Is money more important than being with family? Is money more important than your health? Is money more important than having the freedom to go on with your life the way you think you should? Only you know the answer to that question. You have the power to take control of the situation by putting your on the market if that's what's right for you. Perhaps the time has come for you and your family to move on and start living your desire. That is what's important. Call at 800-306-1900, 800-306-1990, and we can talk about a great professional to help you with that process. On my computers, you see the computer right in front of you. You can put you in touch with somebody great anytime in any place of the sound of my voice. That's the Real-Time Real Estate segment brought to you by the Area Trust Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 795-4. With now being a great time if you're thinking about selling, well, what about the idea of hiring a professional to help you? So whether you are buying or selling a home, it'd be quite an adventurous journey, which is why you need an experience. Real estate professionals guide you on the path to your ultimate goal. In this world of instant gratification and internet searches, many sellers think they can go for sale by owner. I'm dealing with one right now where a relatively new real estate professional is consulting with us, and we're helping them navigate because the seller did not want to use a real estate professional. The buyers do want to use a real estate professional, there are several hiccups within the transaction, and they're looking at saying, how do we navigate this? Big issues. So I thought I'd give you a few reasons that you need a real estate professional in your corner. And many of these haven't changed at all, but rather been strengthened by projections of higher interest rates and home prices, and as the market begins to pick up steam. First reason is, what do you do with all the paperwork? So in many instances, start looking at the paperwork. Well, do you need that item to be listed on the lease agreement? Do you really need to have a termite report if you've been living in the property for an extended period of time and you're just buying it from the landlord? You probably know what the good, the bad, and the ugly is of the property. So what are you doing with the inspection? What are you doing with the termite report? Is it giving you information that you're going to be using, or is it just information for information's sake? I had that conversation when I was way back in college. The idea of information just for information's sake. Now, I don't like surprises, but if you've been living in a piece of property 5 years, there's nothing the inspector is going to tell you you don't already know. You probably already know if the air conditioner is working, the furnace is working. You probably already know if there's an outlet that's broken. You probably already know if a light fixture is out of order. You probably know those things. So what is the benefit of the inspector to come in and inspect and tell you that the light fixture doesn't work? Put it in the report. Benefit of the termite report. You already know that as well. You've probably seen it and you wonder where the termites go when they tent it. Well, they went to your house. Oh, maybe they killed. Who knows? But the idea here is you have to understand what's the information for. Now, if you're doing a VA loan, you have to have a clear termite report. But if you're doing an FHA or conventional loan, it's based on what the contract says. If the contract does not call for a tenting, or if it doesn't call for a home inspection, well, you don't need it. Why do you put it in? You might want to do it. You might want to find out so you're not making a mistake there. But look what you put in the contract. So understand those ideas. So you found your dream house. Now what? There are over 100 possible steps that you need to take that need to take place during every successful real estate transaction. Don't you want someone who's been there before, someone who knows what these actions are to make sure you achieve your dream? Are you a good negotiator? So maybe you're not convinced that you need an agent to sell your home. After looking at the list of parties that you will need to be prepared to negotiate, you'll soon realize the value of selecting a real estate professional. From the buyer who wants the best deal possible to the home inspection companies to the appraiser, there are at least 11 different people who you will need to be knowledgeable of and answer to during the process. What is the home you're buying or selling really worth? It is important for you to be priced correctly from the start to attract the right buyer and shorten the amount of time that it's on the market. You need someone who's not emotionally connected to your home to give you the truth as to your home's value. According to the National Association of Realtors, the typical FSBO for sale by owner homes sold for $185,000. That's a national number, compared to $245,000 among agent-assisted sales. So here in California, if you sell numbers, 490 versus 370, huge swing. Get the most of your transactions by hiring a professional. Do you know what's going on in the market? There is information out there on the news and the internet about home prices and mortgage rates. How do you know what's going on specifically in your area? Who do you turn to in order to do competitively and correctly price a home from the beginning of the process? How do you know what to offer on your dream home without paying too much or offending a seller with a lowball offer? Hiring an agent who has his or her finger on the pulse of the market will make your buying and selling experience an educated one. You need someone who's going to tell the truth, not just what you want to hear. You need somebody with the heart of a teacher, not a commission salesperson. You wouldn't replace the engine in your car without a trusted mechanic. Why would you make one of the most important financial decisions of your life without hiring a real estate professional? And again, call me at 800-306-1990. I'm not looking for a real estate. That's not what I do. I have a license for it, but I've never used it on my own. What I do is I put you in touch with great people in your area who can help with this process, who do understand this process. That's what's important to what we're looking for. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we're back, what is a Roth IRA? We'll talk about everything you need to know, 11 ways to build a Paris Climate Change Accord in your community, and how to fund a small business without risking your retirement funds, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our offer, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @ Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio at 800-306-1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Pay for that next mortgage. Gold Star has the programs that are available for you. FHA loans, VA loans. How about some loans that make sense? I had an interesting conversation over the weekend with somebody who was having trouble getting a loan through another company. And they looked at an individual that has almost $1 million in income that he doesn't qualify for a $200,000 home loan because they didn't understand how to read his tax returns. That make any sense to anybody? For somebody, it did, and for this company, this the company under it, they said they don't qualify, probably because they didn't understand how to do a loan. Yet on the other side of the stream, it was the homeowner, the home buyers, who were looking at it saying, what does this mean? How can I qualify when you've got almost $1 million in income and a huge amount of expense, great credit scores? I wonder about those things. That's just the way, when people understand how to do the tax returns, especially when you have a high net worth individuals, can pose a big problem. Our friends over at Gold Star, they understand it. So President Trump pulled us out of the Paris Agreement on climate change, saying it's bad for America. Not that the climate change issue is something that's not a benefit. It's just that the economics of that deal were not equitable. The process of the deal wasn't equitable. The U.S., there was a lot of hindrances on the U.S. taxpayer, the U.S. economy, and the U.S. budget. Think about this. Now, if they said, that, you know, why don't you give the same deal to everybody in the whole accord, then maybe that makes sense. But not to penalize that because we're already doing a lot for the climate. Then you see some of the interesting individuals, the mayor of Pittsburgh, saying that they will follow the guidelines of the Paris Agreement, which is great. Does that mean they're going to spend $1 billion just from Pittsburgh? Are they going to send that to the Green Global Fund? Or are they going to try and ask the rest of the country to pay the bill for them? So when the president came out and said it's time to put Youngstown, Detroit, Michigan, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, along with many, many other locations, before Paris, France, not agreed. German Chancellor Angela Merkel called the decision deeply regrettable and said the deal to limit greenhouse emissions is critical to protect the climate and prevent further global warming. We need this Paris Accord to preserve our creation, she said. Nothing can and will stop us. Well, that's wonderful. See, the German population pays triple the electricity cost we pay here in the U.S. Triple. Because of what they're doing over there. Because they're trying to get things done that just are not economically feasible yet. But you know something? Let them keep doing it. I think it's great. Just not at my expense, not at your expense. I don't know if you want to pay that bill for the rest of the world. Let the rest of the world pay their fair share. Several cities across the U.S. vowed to uphold the agreement despite Trump's decision, including New York, Boston, and Los Angeles. Does it ever surprise you that right here in Los Angeles, they're always looking at ways they can spend more money? Yet in California, we don't have the money. I saw over the weekend that the state Senate passed a bill to spend $400 billion. A new bill for $400 billion. Our budget right now is $179 billion. So they want to triple the size of our budget. Where do you think that money comes from? Yeah. Coming from you. So what are the things that can be done? Number one, solar paneling your home with and without panels. So they're getting less expensive as they continue building these new panels and the new tiles that they're coming up with. But remember the full concept. We've talked about this before. Reduce before you produce. New ducting, new windows, new doors. These are all things that you can do to save some money right there and cut down on your expense. Watch your thermostat. Shut off your lights. You're going to use less electricity with those methods. Don't paint your roof green, paint it white. That's the reflective roofs we've talked about. We've even talked about the reflective painting that we've talked about for your home. Car share, just take public transportation. 2.2 million workers have a daily commute at least an hour or two from work, according to the American Community Survey, the U.S. Census, and 600,000 full-time workers, so-called super commuters, spending 90 minutes going 50 miles to work every day. Summertime is even worse traffic. 80% of the people who travel 3 or more miles before Memorial Day weekend, 3.6 million more people were on the roads. Stick to one bag for your groceries forever. Don't believe in this one. That's the answer to some of the environmental decisions. California banned from giving out free plastic single-use bags last year, making it the first such state ban. free checkout line. Thousands of other cities around the country have also, what environmentalists say, have been the scourge of oceans for decades. No real science behind that, no fact behind that, that just because you've got these bags, those single-use bags, that has any effect on the oceans. Just a thought right there. Recycle and be mindful of what you throw out. Next time you take out or out, you get takeout or delivery, consider throwing some of that garbage in recyclables. You'll be at least helping to save the planet. In this case, every little bit does help. Again, think about this for the out-of-the-box area. I know it sounds like it's something great to say, but do you think when the trash man comes that they're not recycling every possible when it gets to their location? They get money for that. They're in the business of making money off of that, so they're charging you for it. Lobby your school to stop using home cafeteria days. Who's going to wash the other ones? You got to wonder about these things. Despite their toll on the environment, the trays are popular with school districts because they're cheap. 3.5 cents can be 15 cents. Eco-friendly and alternative. Well, they've got a budget to deal with. You got to remember that part, too. Bike advocate. Transportation. Bike might smell really good if you bike to work that 50 miles they talk about. Embrace dietary changes and skip avocado toast. Why in the world? I don't get that one. Stay green at the office. And unplug your computer. Avoid the SUV and if you must take nonstop flights. You gotta fly the way you can fly. You don't have a choice in most of these things. You gotta love listening to some of these environmental reports. Because they need to get to the point where there's some logic involved in them as well. So if that's what Paris is all about, you wonder, is there a sense of reality to some of these folks? I'm not sure. I know that we want to make sure our planet is safe. We want to leave our kids and grandkids in a safe and economically advantageous state. But it's got to be realistic as well. We'll talk more about we come back listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate clients and the financial markets. Roy Roth IRA, everything you need to know, how to fund a small business without risking retirement funds. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of a street, a house.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now. 1-8-
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. Word on health segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have some equity in your property? Well, the bottom line on both of those is if you do, well, you might just want to be looking at the reverse mortgage. It might make some sense for you and for your family. How to fund a small business without risking your retirement funds. There are several of them. Maybe you want to look to the U.S. Small Business Administration financing. The SBA has loan and grant opportunities ranging in purpose from starting a company to equipment purchases to helping a business recover from a disaster. Go to the SBA site to learn more about those opportunities. Currently, the most popular type of an SBA loan has a maximum interest rate of 6.25% for loans over $50,075. Under $25,000. There might be industry grants you can look for. Maybe surprised to learn there are industries grant money that can help someone start a business within that field. Healthcare and clean energy industries are two of the larger ones offering grants. A home equity line of credit lets you borrow money as needed and only pay back a portion of the amount you borrowed. You must put up your home's collateral, and often the loan limit is between 80-90% of the mortgage and line. There are tax advantages to using a home equity line of credit as well. You got to consider the risk of listing your home as collateral. A life insurance line of credit. If you have a life insurance policy, you may have the option of getting a line of credit based on the cash value of that policy at up to 95% of the cash value. Interest rates now range between 3 and 4% typically. Monthly payments are interest only at no finance period. a stock-secured line of credit. Here you use stock loan to secure a credit line. Banks and brokerages are the primary resources for this type of debt. A stock-secured line of credit is often less costly than a home equity credit or a brokerage margin account. Current rate typically 3-4%. Signing on with a joint venture partner might be a good idea. And crowdfunding is out there as well. That's something that's relatively new. That is on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text, ask about reversemortgages.com. Sorry about that. That was our friends over ask about reversemortgages.com. So what is a Roth IRA and what do you need to know about it? Roth IRA is the golden child of the retirement planning world. Investors, financial advisors, and online brokers have been singing the praises of this individual retirement account since it was introduced in 1997 and for good reason. A Roth IRA is a tax-advantaged individual retirement account. Your contributions are after tax, which means there's no initial tax liability tax thing. But the money and your investment earnings grow tax-free, meaning there's no income tax on Roth IRA calls in retirement. The common misconception is that a Roth IRA is in itself an investment. It isn't. Instead, it's an account that holds your investments. Open a Roth IRA brokerage, then select from its investment options will include individual stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and in some cases, more aggressive investment strategies. Benefits of the Roth IRA has a lot of high points. It allows for contributions up to $5,500 per year, and you can use it in addition to a 401k. Investors 50 and older can contribute an extra $1,000 a year as a catch-up contribution. The account is not subject to sorts of minimum distributions typically required from the traditional IRA and a 401k beginning at age 70 and a half. This means you can use a Roth to pass on money to your heirs. Your dollars, you lock in taxes paid at your current tax rate, not the rate you'll be at when you retire. If you expect your tax rate to go up, either because of across-the-board legislative increases or because beginning of your career, this could be a large savings. It makes Roth IRAs especially attractive to younger workers. Because you already paid taxes on the Roth contributions, you can draw them without tax or penalty before you retire. You may, however, be taxed or penalized if you withdraw your investment earnings. You can use Roth IRA money to pay for qualified college expenses without an early distribution penalty. So you can use the account to supplement or as an alternative to a college savings account like a 529 plan. There are no limitations on how you can use contributions, but distributions of earnings may be taxed. Once you hit 59 and a half, you've held the account for at least 5 years, you can take distributions, including earnings, from a Roth IRA without paying federal taxes. This is the biggest difference between the Roth and the traditional IRA. The traditional IRA nets you tax deduction on contributions for the year you make them, but distributions are taxed in retirement. Are you eligible for a Roth IRA? So here's the one. Because of their tax superiority, Roths are not available to high-income earners. In 2017, Roth IRA income limits mean the amount you contribute begin to dwindle at $108,000 in income for single filers and $186,000 for those married jointly. And you can talk to a tax professional about that information, but if you're looking at $106,000 or over as a married couple, you have to look at what the reduction is going to be. One of the big issues, one of the things that Roth IRA for is put money in there every year if you qualify, and then use that as a savings place or a holding place for a deductible for your insurance. That way you can continue with your home and owner's insurance using a larger set aside the money to pay for that deductible. It'll save you quite a bit of money over the long run. Once you invest your IRA, Roth IRA investment account, once it's open and funded, you'll need to select investments. Use your age and risk tolerance as a guide, as both help indicate how you allocate your money between stocks and bonds. With a longer time horizon until retirement, you want to tilt your portfolio heavily towards stocks, If retirement is approaching quickly, you may want to select a large fund allocation, though you still want to include stocks in your portfolio for growth. You want to save last, not just to retirement, but through retirement. You can buy both stocks and bonds through index funds and exchange-traded funds. Those are a couple of low-cost options I highly recommend at all times. You need to have great advice for these funds. I know you can go to some of the cheapo places, but you get what you pay for. If you go to some of those real cheap places, you're probably not going to get the guidance that you might need, that you might want, that will help you maximize. Maybe even in some instances, I speak this one all the time, maybe some of the instances, the idea is you just want to have somebody to protect you from yourself. That might be the as big as anything else, to give you that guidance that you need to help you so that you're not giving away your money, so you're not getting too aggressive. Some people look at these things and say, what the stock market's doing, and they're always going at a different pace, not necessarily following what their age requirements are. I mean by age requirements is if you're 30 years old, heavily into stocks makes sense. If you're 70 years old, you want something that's a little safer, that you don't have to worry about where that money is, and is it going to be there the day you want it? Big, big issues for you to consider at all times. And one other thing for you to consider at all times is setting the first radio preset button to come back here to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thank you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.